We are learning Maseches Avodah Zarah Daf Lamed Daled Amud Beis. We're starting five lines from the top to two dots v'hamurias. It said in the Mishnah that not only is Yayin Nesach products usur, but there's another thing that's also Murias. Murias said Murias v'gvinas beis unaiki is usur v'sur nisahana d'rameya. And the Chacham say ain't sur nisahana. So Murias is fat from the fish. Let's say oil from the fish oil. Is asav, and the shaila is why is it asav bahana? If you're a mayor, you have to know what's the shaila over here. What's the shaila about Murias? So the Gemara is going to explain that the problem with Murias is we're worried they may have added wine because Murias, the oil of fish, is very expensive, and goyim might switch it with wine a little bit, put a little wine here instead of the oil, put a little bit of wine in there, and therefore save some Murias, which is an expensive item. Now it's avoiding the Gemara through Rashi also that. The wine really ruins the shemen. The oil, fish oil, is a very good thing, and the wine ruins it. But if it's like second or third class Murias of shemen, then might be fine. So it depends. So let's see the Gemara. Gemara will explain what we're saying. Tana Rabbanan, Murias Uman is mutter. You're allowed to buy fish oil from an Uman, from a professional, and the reason is because he would never add wine to his Murias. He doesn't want to lose his reputation. And because a good shemen, good fish oil, does not have in it any wine, so Murias Uman is mutter. Rabbi Yehuda ben Gamliel, Omer Mishum Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, Af Chilek Uman mutter. Not only is the Murias mutter, but Chilek is also mutter. Chilek is a type of sardine that's tahar. That's this type of sardine is so small that doesn't grow any scales and fins when it's still small, but it's going to grow, and therefore it's considered a kosher fish. Now. A lot of times, this fish, since it looks like a trefa fish, it could get mixed up with other trefa fish. So therefore, you're not allowed to buy these sardines from a goy, because you might have mixed into it small, non-kosher fish. But from a uman, you could buy this fish. Why? Because this fish, the kosher fish, the sartinius, is a very good fish, and you put in the non-kosher fish, it ruins it. So no way he would put in the non-kosher fish. He picks it all out. Mashenke, a regular guy, he might have non-kosher fish in it. So we say again, Murias Uman is mutter because it doesn't ruin his reputation. Same thing with Chilek Uman. Af Chilek Uman is mutter. Tani Avime Breid Ravo, Murias Uman mutter. Hu Tani La Avu Amala, Pam Rishoyin Vishendi is mutter. That the way they get out the fish oil is by putting water and salt onto the fish, and that pulls out the oil. So the first two times they take out the oil from the fish, so then they don't put any wine in there. They don't ruin that oil. But after that, the oil anyway is very low grade, and they would add a wine to it. Who told them about pan rishon v'sheni mutter? Shlishi also. My time, pan rishon v'sheni, the nafish shmanayu. There's a lot of oil, and the oil is very good. So according to Rashi, the girsa is loy osi lemishri chamra. They're not going to put in loy osi lemishri chamra. You're not going to put in chamra. Why not? Because you don't want to ruin it. Mekam ve'elech. After that, they will put in Ramu Ba Chamra. They will put in wine. So it comes like this. So we get with a clarkite. If you have Murias from Uman, it's mutter. And if you have, but after two or three times, after he gets out the fish oil, so then the third time it's low grade, you can add wine. So what's our Mishnah talking about? It says Murias Asar Bahana. So Zok Tais. This is two ways to learn our Mishnah. Either our Mishnah is talking about a Balabas, not an Uman, and he will add the wine right away because he's not makbid to have perfect fish oil. Or we're talking about the third time. We're there, there's a chash to put in oil, the chash to put in wine. So that's the Pshat our Mishnah. Either talk about the third time by Uman or by Balabas. So to my right, who are the Muraisa, there was a whole ship of fish oil, the Osil and the Mila de Akko, that came to the port of Akko. Oisiv Rab Abba de Men Akoi, Natura Bada. They put Rab Abba as the Mashkiach on the boat to make sure they don't mix any wine with the Murias, which means the whole boat came to the port in Akko. When they got to the port, they put a Mashkiach there. So only Rava, Ada Idna Manatra. Until now, like, what was it? They asked Rab Abba, like, what does it help that you coming here now? What happened until now? Maybe they added wine until now. Amalei, Ada Idna, until now, there's nothing to be choshish for. Ada inna lemay nechashto. What should be chashish for? Even shum dar bechamra. If they might have added wine, kista de murias beluma kista de chamra v'dal lumi. He says, when coming from wherever it's coming from, it's much more expensive. The wine is much more expensive. In their place, a kist is a midah, a certain measurement. It says it's beluma. It's in the, where the goyim are coming from. It's beluma is the way of saying azuz. A little cup of fish oil is azuz. A cup of wine is four zuz. There's no way they would add wine. It's a loss for them. There's no way to chash. So amale Rabbi Yirmiyah l'Rav Zera d'ma aidi the tzur osu the shavu chamra. Maybe they stopped in tzur on the way. They stopped in a tire on the way. It's near the port, near the beach. And maybe on the way here to the port of Akko, they stopped by Tzur, and there the wine is much cheaper. And maybe they added the wine because there the wine is cheaper. So the Gemara is no chash. The Gemara says because there, I'm only hasa vekuli pshuri ika. There, there's very hard to get to the port of Tzur because there's a lot of. There's a lot of snow there that in the summer dries up, and they can't. It's a lot of waves there, a lot of rapids, and you can't get near the beach there. There's no way they stopped on the way. Therefore, there's no shash that they picked up any wine there. And since from the place where they're coming, wine is much more expensive, there's no shash. But now they got the aqua, got their shawl, the wine is cheaper, and then you have a shash, so they place the mashkiach, Rav Abba, to watch it. So that is the bottom line of our sugya. Again, our Mishnah will be talking about a case of Murius, which is not the highest grade, and therefore the Chash put wine in it. Either it's not the highest grade because it's a third time they're taking extracting the shemen, or because it's talking about a Baal Bayis, not a Uman. The Mishnah goes further and says, Gvinas Beisunaiki is also Osir Bahano, according to Rav Meir. According to Rav Meir, Gvinas Beisunaiki is Osir Bahano. Agav, by Murius, we're coming out that the Chashna Mishnah is a case where they added wine. The shahal is, what is pshat in the Rabbanon? The Rabbanon say, I'm asking it's osa ba'achila, but not osa ba'hano. And the shahal is a malashach. If the Murius has wine, it should be osa ba'hano. If it has no wine, it should be muta ba'achila. What is pshat in the Rabbanon? So it is a Gemara later on, daf lama ches on beis that says pshat, and a Gemara daf lama hey. We'll get to lama hey soon. But lama ches, the Gemara says, on the bottom of lama ches on beis, the Gemara says, u'maishtom ha'murius ishar Rabbanon ba'hano, hosom la v'urei zuhuma, Rashi says, have a command to ozel ibud. Since you're only putting wine in the Murius to take away the zuama of the fish, the smell of the fishy smell, so then therefore it's considered like li'ibud, and it's not considered for taste, and therefore it's mutter bahano, but it's osa ba'achila. Zotamar v'aritek gvinis beis yunaiki, gvinis from the place called beis yunaiki is osa. That's what says the Mishnah. According to Rameh, it's osa bahano. According to the Rabbanon, it's not osa bahano, it's not worse than regular gvinis akum. Now, why would it be osa bahano? What's pshat Rameh holds? Like gvina, cheese from the place called Beis Yonaiki, osa bahano, what's pshat? Armas Shemalaka, Shrema, osa gvina Yonaiki. Why is gvina from Beis Yonaiki osa bahano? Replace Rav Agolim, Shal Oiseir, Nishchotim, La Avaydas Chavim. Because most of the calves in that city are Geshachtim for Avaydazara. So therefore, this gvina, they make the cheeses in Beis Yonaiki, they make it from the Kaiva of the Agolim, and the Agolim are Avodah Zarah, and we know the cave of Avodah Zarah is Aser, the rennet of Avodah Zarah is Aser, and they use that rennet to make the cheese. Since they use the rennet to make the cheese, so therefore you cannot buy cheese from Beis Yonaiki, and it's also Bahana. So it says, Roiv Agolim of that city is Avodah Chavim. Why didn't he Roiv? Ramei always Chayesh Lemiyuta. We know from Yevamos, the Ramei is always chayish lemiyuta. My ir yeroi v'agolim afilu mi nami. The Ramei is chayish lemiyuta. Ramei is chayish v'miyit. So even for miyit of agolim, the agashach tovay v'zara. Why worry about that? So tomorrow, yeah, it's roiv. If it would be roiv, like we said, v'agolim, then it's a miyit. It can miyit. El yamrit. I'll explain you why in a second. El yamrit miyit. Tomorrow I'll explain in a second. El yamrit miyit. If it's only a miyat agolim, can you take a roiv agolim, the enish chotov is chavim, the ikanami shar behem is the enish chotov is chavim, have a muta the muta, muta the muta lechai, shomeya, which means like this. Avad that there's other behemoths in Beis Yonaiki. Only the agolim, roiv of the agolim, are used for Avodah Zarah. But all the other behemoths that you can use rennet from those behemoths, those are not for Avodah Zarah. So if roiv agolim are used for Avodah Zarah, so then you have a miyat. Why? You have all the other animals size for agolim, and then roiv of the agolim. So that is a miyat. But if it's only a miyat of agolim, it's a miyut of the miyut, because a miyat of agolim of Avodah Zarah, and none of the other behemoths of Avodah Zarah. So it's a miyut of the miyut. So the only reason why it's a chash is only because it's roiv agolim. Therefore, it's considered a miyat, according to Rameir, and rather Rabbanon Nachayis for this. That's why Rabbanon is only like a regular din Gvinas Akum. But Fira Meir Uchayis to Miyuta Uchayis came from Avodah Zarah. Since it came from Avodah Zarah, the aloch is that it's considered Osir Bahana to use this Gvina. Why? Because they use the Keva of the Keva, which is the Renit of the Avodah Zarah. What's the problem if they shecht the Avodah Zarah? Like Tosfos explains that when you shecht something from Avodah Zarah, the ikir is the tzarech the dam, and not so. So why is it aser? L'chayra Rish Lakish holds that if you shecht Avodah Zarah in order to spritz the dam from Avodah Zarah, there's no iser in the shechita. You only have such an idea by kachim, where you have a mechshavas pigle. But by Avodah Zarah, who said you have such a thing? That's the Gemara's kasha. Omer Rishim El Yakum Rishim El Lakish. When you shecht this behema for avodah zarah, my hava for atu d'shari, you hold that's mutter. It's not a problem. The itma we learned has shechet as a behema. Lizrek dom levischavim. Someone shechts a behema with a das, with has in mind to be zayrek the dam to spritz the blood for avodah zarah, or he shechts the avodah zarah lahakter chelva levischavim. To be makriv the chelav of avodah zarah. What's the halacha? Rabbi Yechon Amar Asura. He holds that this behemah is awesome. Even though you didn't have machshava in the shechita, you only have machshava for the zrika, it's awesome. Why? Kesava mechashim avodah l'avodah. In my meister shechita, I can ask her because I'm thinking about a different avodah. And where do you see that from? Can you see it from kachim, from the Beis Mikdash. So if you know chutz b'pnim, you learn at chutz from pnim. That's what Vyakan Shita. So Malakas on Mataris is mutter because there's no sign of Chashma Avodah Lavodah. It's only by Pnim. It's only by Beis HaMikdash you have such thing, not by Avodah Zarah. So what's the Kasha? He asked him, you're saying Beis HaMikdash is also why? Because of the meat of the cheese that gets produced from the Agolim and the Renit of the Agolim, the Avodah Zarah. He says, those Agolim of Shecht Avodah Zarah, they're not Avodah Zarah. Because they're Shechting it Amanas to Spritz Adam. Amalei. So this was a question that Rishim Malakim asked Rish Lakish. Amalei, Rish Lakish answered him, Tarminoch Shaitach, which Rashi says means, Yara Mazlach, I hope your mazel gets bigger, which means this kasha is not a great kasha. Hopefully you'll ask a better kasha next time. He says, Ba'ayimah here, B'gmar Zvicha Hu'ayivda. The derech is, the rave in this city is, that they're Oivid Avodah Zarah with the Shechita alone. They do the shechita alone for Avodah Zarah. Not they do the shechita al-shem the zrika. They do the shechita alone for Avodah Zarah. And Rav Shlokas got a hold. Ain't shechita al-besoyf. That's what he says with Gemara Zvicha. Because the shechita only is chal to end. So he says, we're worried that Roy Vagol in the city, they shecht the behemoth for Avodah Zarah. Then it becomes Avodah Zarah. It's not because Bechashim Avodah Avodah. And what was the Havim meaning? Like we spoke a second ago, the Havim was that we thought Ika shechita was for Dam. But he's saying, no, here, the derech in this town was, they did all the shechitas, l'shem shechita itself, Avodah Zarah, and therefore made the behemah asa. So bottom line is, the reason why Gvinus may say, Naik if you're a mei, is asa ba'ana, is because Roiva Golem in that city is shechtif Avodah Zarah, and therefore the renit is asa ba'ana, and since it's Roiva Golem, so a festa miut of the city's cheese is being done by Avodah Zarah, and then Rameh is choshes that, and therefore it's also Bahano. And like I said, the Rabbanu will hold, there's no chash Gvinis Meinaiki, eyes wa us vachila, because it's not worse than regular Gvinis Akum, which will be the next sugya coming up. Why Gvinis Akum is also, will be a sugya tul daflam at Heyam Abayz, and why Gvinis Akum is also. So we had in the Mishnah that Rav Yishmael asked Rav Yeshua, why is Gvina of Akum Asr? Why is a non-Jewish cheese Asr? He asked him that question. So he first said, you know why? Because they use rennet of an avela. That's what he said. So he told him back, why should rennet of an avela be Asr? It's like perish b'amo, which means it's just, what exactly is rennet made out of? It's made out of the milk that's found in the stomach of the behemoth. So even if the behemoth is an avela, the rennet is a separate entity. It's perish, it's garbage in the stomach. Why the asr? So he said, why should it be asr? It'll be uriah, because it says, by a oila, the kohen is allowed to eat the rennet from the oila be'etzem. We said, no, my says, medarbonah, it's asr. But be'etzem, you're allowed to eat it. Why? It's asr. You're not allowed to have nenef from an oila, it's me'ila. Territory is, because it's considered perish, considered waste. So that can't be a reason why Gvinas Akum is asr. The keva of an avela is not an avela, just like the keva of an oila is not oila. So he said, you're right, I'll tell you the different shot. The reason is because you use a keva from Avodah Zarah. So you ask in the back, then Shvi'os Vano. Then Shvi'os Vano. You can ask me, why is Keva Vodizara also, why isn't it a parish? So that Rashi explained already, that since I want the Behema of it to look bigger, so I want the Keva there, and therefore its Keva also has the Issa of Vodizara. The Azai state in the Mishnah. So now we're going to have a little discussion about this. Let's see the Gemara. We are on two dots, three quarters of the way down, Daf Lama Dalad Omid Beis. Rav Yehuda, Shah Rav Ishmael. Rav Achtavi Rav, HaMekadesh, someone's Mekadesh E'isha, Beperash Shar Niskol, with the waist down the stomach of a Shar Niskol, Mekudeshes. It's Mekudeshes. You know why? Because that's not Asa Bahana. A Shar Niskol is Asa Bahana. But the waist is considered a separate entity, therefore it's Mekudeshes. But the waste in the stomach of a, which means the milk, in the stomach of the eagle of a calf of a Rezara, it's not Mekadesh. That's also Bahana. What's Pshat? You can say a Svara and you can say a Pasuk. You're very happy that it's bigger, therefore it's a Rezara. You don't care if it's bigger. Now, what is going on over here in this svara? So we have to explain this Gemara very well. There are two mahalchim to explain what's pshat by Vayezara, the parish is also. Two mahalchim in the Rishayna. One mahalch is the Ritva's mahalch, is that since I like the parish to make him look bigger, so it's ki'ilu as miyachid the parish of Vayezara, because I want him to look bigger. So it's ki'ilu, I made that of Vayezara also. Therefore, it's Aser, Bahana, and it can't be Kash Isha. Another pshat why a Vayezara Behema, which the Dvar of Ram points out from other Rishonim, another reason why it would be Aser is because since I'm happy with the way it looks, that it's bigger and fatter, so therefore it becomes like a Chelik of the Behema. So, like this. Why would Shar Niskel not have this? The Chara Fir, first pshat, that the only reason why the parish has no Vayezara is because I was Miyachid after Vayezara also. So what's the Havamina by Shar Niskel? Even if I would want it by Shar Niskel, I would want the Nifche, I want it to look bigger, it still wouldn't be a Shar Niskel. I can't make Chalei Shar Niskel with my Das. So then the Gemara didn't have to say, Avagaba Shar Niskel Nichle Nifche. Even if Nichle, it wouldn't be a difference. The Gemara means to say is, Avagaba Shar Niskel doesn't apply the whole idea. But it'll feed a second Peshat, like we said in Dvar Avram, that the reason why it's considered Aser Ba'ana by Avazar, because it's part of the Behema, then you have to explain that by Shara Niskel, since like Nichele, it doesn't become part of the Behema. But if it would be Nichele, it would be considered part of the Behema, then it would be Aser. Then you have to explain, if a guy by Shara Niskel and Nichele, Benifche, I don't want to look bloated, if I don't want to perish. But in any case, the first Svara is, the reason why Egle Avazar is Mekadesh is because, not Mekadesh, because there it becomes part of the Avazar, because there, either it's part of the Behema Avazar, or Kawanam Yachel Avazar. By Shara Niskel, does not become part of Shara Niskel. That's a Svara. It says here, by Vayezara liyidbak v'yadcham u'ma. You shouldn't have anything in your hands, any part of it, which means even perish. Therefore, it's also vayna. V'ksiv ha'asam sakli sakli ha'ashar v'yachas besara, y'besari asar, the besar is asar, ha'pirshoi, but the perish is mutaris. So two pshatim, why it's mutter to mekadesh the parish of Ashar Niskel, because it's not also Ba'anah, either because of Svara, loy nichle benifche, or because of Pasik, it says dafka basaray. And by Vayezara, it's not mekadesh, it's why? Because nichle benifche, therefore becomes part of Vayezara, two pshatim we said, or because loy yibit v'yacham umma. Zotik Mar, Amar Rava, Tavara Tanini. Both these, this idea that you cannot use a Vayezara to Mekadesh Isha and the Ashar Niskel, you could use it, both of them are marumas in our Mishnah. Both of them are first in our Mishnah, basically. The Gemara's Havamina was that the reason why you cannot buy cheese from a guy is because you might be Mekavis Devela. Become a Hadulay, Velakavis Devela, Chamura Mekavis Devela, and still it's mutter. Why? Because it's perish. So you see from here, in Tapalam and Hayam and Aleph, Mechlal, you see from that we said, Va'oilo, you're allowed to eat it, but Midaraisa, the Surah Anah, Shar Freshai. Well, Oilo, which is Asma Anah, the parish is Mutter. So that's a riot to Shar Niskel, that's Mukadeshas. Well, in Tapalam and Hayam and Aleph, so that's a riot that you use parish from Shar Niskel, it's Mukadeshas. What's the riot? Because you see the Mishnah's Klar, that our Oilo's parish is Mutter Ba'anah. Then he tried to tell him the reason why Gminas Akav is also is because he uses Keva from Avodah Zarah. But Kamahadleim came Lomaloy Asru, no, why isn't Asru? Mechlal. You see from there, the Avodah Chama is the Pershaya, that the Avodah Zara, the Pershaya is also Ba'ana. So this halacha that he said, that by Parish of Asher Neskel is Mekadeshes, and by Parish of Avodah Zara is not Mekadeshes, is Mefurish or Amishtah. Amishtah says Mefurish that Isuri Ana, the Parish is Mutter. He says Oila, he says like that. And it says by Oila it's Mutter Ba'ana. And it says by Avodah Zara it's also Ba'ana. So you see, Klar, that halacha is really Mefurish or Amishtah. So great thing about Akasha, when they asked him, when he tried to say, why is he giving Zakah Maaser? He said, you know why? Because they use Avodah Zarah. So he asked them back. So Rav Shmuel asked Rav Yeshua back, said, it's also by another then. So why didn't Rav Shmuel answer, why didn't he say, because the Issa is not Be'en. When there's Keva, the rennet of Avodah Zarah is making cheese, Lamaisa in the cheese is no Avodah Zarah. So why didn't he say it's not Be'en? The Hamurius L'Rabbanon, the Loi Osraya Bahana, Murius V'Rabbanon, even though the Chashti added wine, it's not Osbana, my time, what's the reason? Lamish less of the Surah Ne'er, maybe because it's not Ba'en. So, stop right here, we just said before, the reason why Murius is Mutta V'Rabbanon Bahana is because it's made to take off the fish, the fish taste, the fishy smell. That's what it's for. And here it's saying the reason is because less of the Surah Ba'en. So the Rishash and the Chesh Shlom asks Kasha, some want to say it's the same reason. That it's not considered Be'en, you know why? Because it's only used to take off the Zuhama. But in any case, the word Kasha is, that why didn't say Be'renet, that's not Be'en. That's why it's not Osmano, because it's not Be'en, it's not here anymore. Amri, big aside. Hacha, kivin the ukma kamaikim, since the rennet makes it into cheese, chashiv lei kaman the isa l'shura Be'enet. It's ilu, it's Be'en. Since it's maimed, it's the one that's keeping the cheese together, it puts the cheese together into one block, and makes the cheese. Therefore, it's considered, it's enough chashuv, that's called Be'en. And that's why it would be Osir Bahana, and that's why he asks him, if that's why Gvinas Akum was Osir, it should be Osir Bahana. That was the conversation in our Mishnah. And I met him, and tomorrow Shir, we'll see exactly taka why is Gvinas Akum Osir, because in the Mishnah, we didn't come to Amaskana. He tried to say Kevis Devela. He said, no, that's Mutta, that the Kevis Devela is Parish Baum, it's nothing. And the Zara should have been Osir Bahana, as if we didn't come out with a Pshat. And what we see from this Gemara before is a big Yisoy, that parish of Asuriyano is Mutter, but parish of Avodah is also. Why? Because Nichle B'Nifche and Tupshat, we said, what Nichle B'Nifche helps. Either Pshat is because then I'm Yachedaf Avodah Zarah, or because it becomes part of the Behemoth.